Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Welcome to another edition of Retirement Income Solutions. I'm your co-host, Steve Gramsci, with your financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management. We're serving Middle Georgia, and offices can be found in Dublin and Macon. Find us online at CompleteThePlan.com. And the phone number, we'll give that now, but we'll repeat it again later on in the program. It's 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443 is the number. Gentlemen, welcome back. Hope you had a great week, and let's get some good advice out here on your radio, all right?
Sounds good, Steve. Yeah. Good to be back.
Go to the mailbag first, as we often do here for Bill and Daniel. We have a question that comes from Bess in Warner Robins. Bess writes, my retirement accounts seem to have done well for the last couple of years, but to be fair, I don't really know what they should be doing. How do I know if my money is doing what I need it to do?
Bess, that's a good question to be asking. You know, it's pretty common when times are good economically and we've had a great several years with the stock market. It's really easy just to put off a comprehensive plan and just enjoy the run-up of the growth of the investments. However, it's also the best time to do planning is when times are good, instead of making knee-jerk emotional reactions after things aren't so good. So I would say that most importantly is to understand what the purpose of your money is, when you're going to need it for income, if ever, and how to have a strategy and a comprehensive income plan for your retirement would be a very important step for you to take. So having a purpose and a plan in place is where you want to take it next. And it's better to do that while times are good. So I like your question. Thanks for asking it.
Thank you very much, Bess. We will have some more questions to answer through the course of the program today on Retirement Income Solutions. Now, our fact of the week time. And I imagine Bill is set with something. What do you got for us?
I have Confucius today, Steve.
Ooh, how wise.
Oh, deep.
Yeah, deep. Here we go. He said, is quoted as saying, we have two lives, and the second begins when we realize we only have one. How smart, huh?
That's deep, Bill.
That's deep.
Say it again.
We have two lives, and the second life begins when we realize we only have one.
Yeah, so kind of an awakening.
Yeah, an awakening. Yeah. So let's have a wake-up call today.
All right, let's do it.
And I want to take it with me, too.
All right. You want to take it with you?
Too bad that doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, you, in a sense, were talking about traveling. Let's do that today on the program, because both of you recently, I believe, were taking an airplane somewhere. And so I thought maybe we could talk about what air travel can teach us about retirement planning. Would you be up for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Well, my first thought is, in order to fly somewhere, you need a flight plan. What do you think?
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of air travel, not because of the plane ride, but because of the lines getting to the hotel and getting through security and all that. But I think there's a parallel between retirement and flying in a plane. And if you've ever flown in a plane, you hope that they already have a plan as to where they're going to go and what route they're going to take. So if you're flying from Los Angeles to London, for example, depending on the weather, you might fly right across the United States and over the Atlantic Ocean. Or if the conditions are different, you might fly over the North Pole and south to London. But guess what? They decide that ahead of time. That's not something they do after takeoff. Generally, there's information and data available ahead of time so that planning can be done in advance to flying. Same thing holds true with retirement planning. You don't want to retire and get into your first couple of months of retirement and say, you know what, I need a plan. I don't know how I'm going to spend my time. Heck, I don't even know how much money I'm going to be able to spend. No, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to have a plan in place ahead of time. Understand how you're going to spend your time, how much money you're going to spend, where that income is going to come from, how much risk you have in your portfolio. These are all things that we cover in our planning process called the Lifetime Income Blueprint. So we are big advocates of needing a plan, not just a flight plan for flying in a plane, but a retirement income plan for where to take that income from in retirement. And again, it's something you want to do prior to your retirement. If you have already retired, though, it's okay. Still time to put that plan in place so you don't just flounder about.
And you want to put it in writing. If you've been on an airplane multiple times, it's a good chance that you've had some experience with turbulence when the airplane rocks because of the air pressure over or under it. Now, turbulence affects different people in different ways, right?
Well, it certainly does. You know, there's some people can sleep right through it on an airplane. I've seen them. That's not me, though. It gets turbulent. I get nervous. And so there's different personalities. So some people can sleep right through it. Market downturns, for example, or market volatility, they're more apt to be able to deal with it than others. But we don't believe in that. We know it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when the market will change. And the turbulence in the market can be very severe. We've witnessed that a couple times in the last 15 years. And we need to be prepared for that. So, again, I think most people are bothered by it. Some folks aren't, but it's important to know how you feel about market volatility. You need to understand and be able to communicate to your advisor how you feel about the ups and downs of the market. Can you withstand a 30 or 40% downturn? And if so, how do you feel about that? You need to be prepared. We all need to be prepared to deal with anything dealing with money in the market. We have to have things in place to help us mitigate the risk. And by having a plan in place, you can do that. A plan can help you help dictate to you how much you need to have at real market risk, and then we can deal with it. We have a strategy to deal with it to help mitigate the risk. So we don't know when turbulence is coming, but it will come. Market volatility does exist, and that sometimes it's greater than others. We need to be prepared to mitigate through it.
And the point to now is having a plan in writing prepares you for all the things you need to do during the unknown future. And that is to be able to be flexible and not to have to panic. You can call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith and put it in writing at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You talked about the pilot who often has a co-pilot and they make a flight plan, but they still are not the only two executing that plan to get you to your destination. You wouldn't make it to the destination without help from an air traffic controller.
That's right. There's so many different variables when you're in the skies. You know, you've got to have somebody kind of overseeing and directing things. And a lot of times people, again, have savings and investments and things of that nature, but they don't have a plan in place or a guide to help them along the way. So I think it's important. Even the best pilot in the world needs help getting from point A to point B. No longer how long they've been flying, you can't see everything you need to see from the cockpit. So, you know, of course, air traffic control is there to help you know when things are there that you can't see or may not particularly notice. Same thing with retirement planning. Doesn't matter how long you've been investing, there are things you can't see from where you're sitting. And mainly that's because planning for retirement is different than investing for growth and accumulation. We find that a lot of people have done a good job accumulating wealth, but they don't have a plan in place as to how to spend the money, where it's going to come from, nor do they have a coach to coach them along the way. In fact, I think it's most important to have a financial coach or financial professional helping you when it comes time to take income from a portfolio instead of just growing it. It's very different once you stop making income for you to be able to know how much you can afford to spend. That money has to last you the rest of your life. Now, we're passionate about this. We want to make sure that people in our community are well prepared for retirement. That's why we want to extend to you the opportunity right now to make sure that you're well prepared. We're offering a complimentary financial review to the next 10 callers who give us a call in the next 15 minutes who have at least $100,000 saved for retirement. That's for the next 10 callers. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. Now, here's what you're going to get. When you give us a call, we're going to schedule a time to sit down with you, if nothing more, to give you a second opinion about what you're already doing. But we find that most people do not have a written financial plan. They do not have a plan for how to take income. They have savings and investments, but no structured way to take it. We have the Lifetime Income Blueprint. It's a step-by-step planning process. We're going to set you up with that. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443 and let us put you on the path to thriving in retirement.
That number again is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Successful retirement requires more than just money, as we just heard from your financial coaches. 800-987-1443, the number to call. That's 800-987-1443. To the next 10 callers in the next 15 minutes with $100,000 saved for retirement. Instead of turbulence, how about a smooth glide into retirement and a soft landing? You wouldn't make it a destination for yourself and do it alone. You always have some kind of partner with you. Make sure you're on the right track and to be able to hold your hand when necessary or give the best advice you can get. And you can get that from your financial coaches at Security First Asset Management by calling Bill and Daniel right now in that next 15 minutes, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. That's our goal in Middle Georgia. Call us now. We'll be back in just a minute. Thank you for joining us.
Time for a Middle Georgia fun fact. Did you know it's illegal to keep a donkey in a bathtub in Georgia? Yep, this one's completely random. So let's get back to the show.
You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions. Thank you for being with us. And if you've listened to the program more than once, thank you for returning. I'm sure you can tell the advice has had some merit for you. Why not tell a friend about the program and invite them to listen with you, or certainly make sure you give them the information so they can join us one day too. The number to call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Let's kind of search the mental archives here, gentlemen, on some experiences you might have had in the past, and maybe give us an example of how we might be able to help someone listening today. Tell us about a time when you met with somebody who thought they had a high risk tolerance, but when you talked to them, you discovered that their tolerance wasn't as high as they thought.
Well, you know, I think this is something that I've run into many times over the years, and it's just the situation is that we're all human beings, and we're prone to and subject to emotion and things of that nature. So a lot of times people will think that they have a very high risk tolerance, but then as soon as things get turbulent, as soon as the market takes a dip, their risk tolerance seems to change with that. And that's just because that's human nature. So, you know, I can think of a time where a gentleman was very confident he wanted to be in an aggressive portfolio. And then I believe this was in the summer of 2012. There was a slip in the market of about 10%. His portfolio didn't go down that much, but he had just started investing. And so it was very alarming to him. Of course, the market quickly recovered. People, you know, even though you think you might have a high risk tolerance, there's a lot more to it, especially as you get closer into retirement. You want to make sure that a lot of your monies are protected from that volatility. You don't want to deal with that type of emotion, but very common to have your risk tolerance change based on how conditions are. You know, when times are good, we have a high risk tolerance. When times are bad, we have a low risk tolerance. And so the key to working around that is having a written plan where we stick to what we've already decided ahead of time and not let emotions get in the way.
Yeah, the key here is to try to eliminate the emotional decisions as much as you can. And a lot of times we like to phrase the question how much are you willing to lose? And when you ask that question, you can ask it a couple ways. You can ask the question, one way is, how do you feel about risk? Could you tolerate a risk tolerance of a moderate or maybe a moderately aggressive? And then they'll give you a response to that. And then you'll ask another question, how much money do you really want to lose? Well, when you ask the question, how much money do you really want to lose? The answer 99% of the time is, I don't want to lose anything. So then you have to address the way they actually are invested, because you can lose money in the market. We all know that. But like Daniel said a moment ago, our emotions drive those decisions. We see times now, like not right now, where the market is at all-time highs. Everybody wants to be in. You may have been sitting on the sidelines for the last couple of years, and now you think, my gosh, I need to be in. Well, that could be bad for you if you put too much money at risk at this time in your life. So we're talking about folks who are in retirement or just a few years away from it, and we need to understand the risk that we're taking. And so we have to help people understand definitively what the risks are they're taking so that they can live better, more stable lives with less emotion.
I remember how easy it was to be a liberal spender when I used to live at home years ago. And then as soon as I went on my own, I became much more conservative and less of a risk taker, for sure. Gentlemen, thank you for sharing that story with us today. We appreciate it. So sometimes when it comes to risk, I think that's a good point for a financial coach, because it's really hard sometimes to filter through the emotion, if not impossible, and to have that objective viewpoint can help drill down into what you should be into in retirement. So please call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, Retirement Income Solutions, at 800-987-1443. It's 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. More to come.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, CompleteThePlan.com. That's CompleteThePlan.com.
You are hearing Retirement Income Solutions. The number to call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith is 800-987-1443. Remember, you're welcome to stop by the offices, too. Hey, grab a cup of coffee. Introduce yourself in person. Why wait? Why procrastinate? You can do that as well in Dublin and in Macon. And don't forget to check us out online, CompleteThePlan.com. You may have some interesting questions that we can answer for you right there. Don't forget to call and make a plan. Put it in writing, William. Here's another mailbag question that we have as we start off our segment today. Gentlemen, from Howard in Macon. Howard writes, now that I'm retired, I need income from my investments. Should I invest primarily in dividend-paying stocks now?
Howard, that's a very good question. It sounds like from your question that you do need income from your investments, and apparently that's critical to you, and you need to have a number that's pretty predictable and reliable, and dividend-paying stocks are one way to go. They're certainly something we shouldn't discount, but they're not necessarily always predictable, and the amounts can change over time. Rather, the discussion we ought to have is what other types of income investments can you accumulate other than just dividend-paying stocks. There are ways to find other investments that will generate coupon-type or interest-rate types of spinoffs, and not just to rely solely on dividend-paying stocks. We don't know enough about your situation to be able to definitively give you an answer, but my advice to you would be sit down and talk about ways that you can invest your money that can give you predictable and reliable income in addition to some dividend-paying stocks. There are other things out there you can do, and understanding all your options out there, especially now that you are retired, all things lead now to income. You need to be able to satisfy your needs that you have, plus the things you want to do, the wants you have in retirement. So you're a prime candidate for having an income plan in place. Now that you've accumulated the assets and are now retired, Howard, having a conversation about how to generate income predictable and reliable through the rest of your retirement years is a must. So thanks for giving us a call. I think we can give you some insight in how to do that if you'll call us back.
And that number is 800-987-1443. I've been reading recently that the younger generation is doing a much better job at starting to save for retirement than many of we baby boomers did. And so now we find ourselves, some boomers in the last decade of working, or maybe with retirement right knocking on our door, that our last decade of our working life is going to have a little bit of anxiety to it because we haven't done a great job at planning. So let's talk about some of the things that you want to be sure you address during, let's just say, the 10-year period before you're going to retire.
Well, I think it's very critical we understand the 10 years prior to retirement, how we invest our money, and not only that, what is our goal, retirement goal date, and how much income we will need at that point in time. Sometimes people think about retiring early, and that may be a possibility. Maybe you retire earlier, and you learn to live on less, that's an option you have. Or maybe you need to work longer, and doing so may create even more income and a more extravagant lifestyle. Those are all serious questions. It's a personal choice. There's no right or wrong answer about it. But once you determine the answers to those questions, when you want to retire, and you start looking at the assets you've accumulated, and you sit down and you have a clear, well-defined income plan, then you can make the decision to retire. But if you're 10 years away, it's a perfect time to sit down and get those numbers in place. How much income can you generate in retirement, and how does that coincide with the lifestyle and the needs that you have? You need to know those numbers. You need to know what the income's going to be. So 10 years out, not a bad time to do it. If you're 5 years out, hey, you need to get busy doing it. But you need to understand where you are so that you can clearly see where you want to go and have a plan that will help you get to the outcome you're looking for.
So I hear you saying that first thing you need to do there is decide what is important, and it's a good idea to have a talk with somebody who's got some experience picking those items up and helping you with a plan. Now, you mentioned knowing the numbers. Can you expound on that a little more?
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that. So knowing your numbers, that's an important thing, and this is something that we are always questioned on. I can't tell you how many times I've fielded a question in a public event or a seminar where someone says, how much money am I going to need in retirement? Well, that's a really difficult question to answer unless we have some of the numbers that we're talking about here. So question number one you have to ask yourself is, what's your budget? How much are you going to spend? And we break retirement down into three phases. The first, when you first retire, is called the go-go phase. And we find that most people spend a little bit more money than when they were working during the go-go phase. In fact, that's why a lot of people retire. You want to retire when you're healthy enough and young enough to go and do and experience the things that you have always hoped to. After the go-go phase comes the slow-go and then the no-go. But the key point here is you have to know how much you spend. If you don't, you need to go ahead and have a budget and track your spending for 3 to 6 months prior to retirement. How much do you have saved? It's an important thing. Not just that. Where is it saved at? Is it in IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks? How much risk do you have? How much debt do you have? These are all very important numbers that are really essential to putting together a comprehensive income plan. Now, again, we call ours the Lifetime Income Blueprint. We follow it every time. We feel that it is very powerful in helping people feel confident moving forward in their retirement. Knowing that you have enough money, not just for today, but increasing over time, is so important for people so they can thrive.
How about estimating your income streams?
That's a very, very critical. First, as Daniel just talked about, how important it is to know how much you're spending. You need to have a budget. Nobody likes that word, but you need to know what you're spending. We like to plan around the phases of retirement, as Daniel spoke, the go-go, no-go, and slow-go. But what's important is to understand what the must-haves are. You know, what do we must have? You know, our living expenses, our vehicles, our insurances, and things like that. Then we want to know what we want to have, the travel, the things that we want to do, the RV, the horses, whatever it may be. And then we have to look at how do we have those things. And what you're talking about now is estimating your income to be able to cover those things. So we look at Social Security. When's the best time to take that? What's the best planning strategy with Social Security? Or if you're fortunate enough to have a pension, then you need to look at the pension options, whether you take survivor's benefits or whatever. An annuity, maybe an annuity is good for you for income stream. Are you going to have rental income or part-time work? How much will you need to take from your investments to meet your needs? So we look at the needs, look at the wants, look at the buckets of money, and create what we call reliable, sustainable, predictable income. So we need to have an income plan to be able to cover all those things we just talked about. And we look at the sources that provide that.
Bill and Daniel are retirement income certified professionals and National Social Security advisors. So if you're approaching making your choices, you should give them that call at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. As we kind of talk about the final decade before you get ready to retire, you should also have a conversation to get a handle on healthcare.
Yeah, this is something that can easily be overlooked. Unfortunately, there's a persistent myth that when people turn 65 and get on Medicare, all their health care bills are taken care of from then on. Unfortunately, that is not the case in our country. You have to have a plan to cover the expenses that aren't covered by Medicare. There are certain things that are not going to be covered. People are going to spend over their lifetime hundreds of thousands of dollars on things not covered by particularly Medicare Part A. The question then comes up, well, should we get a supplement plan or an Advantage plan? Well, what that could do for you if you're a good candidate is help you smooth out costs, cap some of the expenses that you have. Underwriting isn't required when you first sign up for a supplement if you get it right when you turn 65. You want to know these things and have a health care plan to cover your health care costs in place before there's a health care crisis. Also, you want to assess your risk for long-term care and other expenses that happen to you as you age. We want to make sure that throughout those three phases that I mentioned, the go-go phase, the slow-go, and the no-go, that you have good health care throughout and that works with your financial plan. We have to think about where that money's going to come from to pay those premiums, to pay the health care expenses. Have to factor in taxes, a big part of that. So we want to make sure you have a handle on health care.
As you get ready to retire, too, and you can look back on your life and say, what kind of phases of things have I gone through in my lifetime? At one time, maybe I was spending money on golf. One time, it could have been sports cars. Maybe it was jet skis. Maybe it was traveling. But through that, you've been through some of those phases where you've adjusted and spent your money accordingly in different ways. Well, that's probably not going to change when you retire. Understanding how your needs will change over time is a good discussion to have and put in a plan before you get there.
Absolutely, Steve. Daniel just talked about one of the things that a lot of us don't really understand, and that's healthcare and the healthcare needs. We don't know what they're going to be, but we certainly need to have preparation in place to do so. We talked about earlier about the phases of retirement that we talk about all the time, go-go, slow-go, and no-go. We like to plan in 5 to 10 year segments. We figure most people will probably go as long as they're able to, and that may require more money. They may be spending less money than on some things than they did when they were working, but they're going to spend more money on travel and vacation expenses and things of that nature. That's when you first retire. Then over the next 5 to 10 years, things are going to cost more. We have an enemy that we call inflation. So we may not travel as much, but it may cost us more to do so. 10 to 15 years out, there's going to be significant changes at that point in time in cost because of inflation. Taxes could be different. The environment that we have right now may not be the same as far as the market. There's all kinds of things we're going to have to deal with. And then 15 plus years out in retirement, we got to start thinking about things. What if I lose my spouse? What's my income going to look like then? So it's important that we look at all these phases and even think about and talk about what would happen if it was just me, that my spouse was no longer around. What would be my expenses? What would be my sources of income? Because you're not going to have all the income you had previously, especially if you didn't have survivor benefits on pensions or you lose one of those Social Securities. That's going to happen. You're not going to have them both in retirement. So retirement is not just something we put a plan together, they retire, and we never address it thereafter. We have to address all the phases of retirement, and you can't really do that without sitting down and having a comprehensive plan in place. So, you know, we're passionate about what we do. We really want people to understand the risks that they have in retirement. You can deal with the risk up front. You can put plans in place to help you understand all the possibilities that could possibly happen in your life that may be a train wreck or maybe not so severe as that, but at least a hiccup in the road that you need to understand could happen to you and have a plan in place to do something about it. So if you give us a call today in the next 15 minutes or in the next 10 callers that's accumulated at least $100,000 in retirement dollars, you can give us a call and you can expect to get from us a lifetime income blueprint. It's a very simple tool that we utilize to help you understand where you are and do planning for you throughout all the phases of your retirement. We're passionate about helping you understand the risks that you have and helping you plan how to deal with those risks. So if you're interested today to give us a call and sit down with us and have a conversation with no obligation, no cost, give us a call now at 800-987-1445. 4-3.
No need to procrastinate when you've got a couple of people like Bill Danner and Daniel Neusmith willing, more than able, to help you with their years of experience to reach the goals you want in retirement. The number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Are you tracking your spending? Where is your money saved? What is your risk where your money sits right now? Put it in writing, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. I remember being asked the question several times in job interviews, Steve, where do you want to be in the next 5 years? Well, that's what we're talking about here. If you're getting close to retirement, where do you want to be when you get there, particularly if you're in your last 10 years of the decade? When will you retire? That question can easily be answered with that conversation with Bill Danner and Daniel Neusmith. So call them now. We're waiting for the next 10 callers in the next 15 minutes who don't procrastinate will receive a no-obligation lifetime income blueprint. Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You'll feel good about your decision. Gentlemen, we're about out of time for the program again today, but thank you so much for that insight once again.
Steve, thank you. We enjoy meeting with you on a weekly basis.
It was great. Yeah. Thanks for being here.
All right. I can't wait to tip one with you someday in the near future here with all the success that we have together. And the best part about it is you can feel good about every single person you've helped over all these years have a better retirement. So, for Bill Danner and Daniel Neusmith, I'm Steve Gramsci. Thank you for joining us. Remember the number, next 15 minutes, 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Thank you for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.